Welcome back to the show. With more than 60% of Canadians reporting they are evaluating their current careers and almost one in three yearning to do something more meaningful and fulfilling post-pandemic, York University anticipates interest in its Masters of Leadership and Community Engagement degree program will be at an all-time high this year. Joining us to talk about the program and who is right for the program, York University Professor Vidya Shah. Welcome to the show. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much for having me, Barb.
Let's start with the program itself. What exactly is a Master's of Leadership and Community Engagement?
So the Master's of Leadership and Community Engagement program at York University is a professional master's degree, and it prepares graduates to advance in leadership roles in both the public sector and in community settings.
So it's interesting, the note about people evaluating, re-evaluating current careers and maybe wanting to do something different once the pandemic is done. Why might this program be the one for them?
That's such a great question, Barb. You know, one of the things that we've been talking about with our most recent cohort of students that just finished up their last course is questions around what is the next step for me? What is a meaningful career change for me? And so, you know, we've been talking about questions around contribution. You know, are we making contributions in the world to the well-being of others? We've been talking about issues of context. You know, what are some of the structural barriers to access an opportunity? And how do we really engage those and redress those inequalities? Questions of connection around, you know, is the context in which you're working actually one that fosters opportunities for greater connection to yourself and others? Are you being challenged in ways that are, you know, generative and exciting? And then this idea of capacities, you know, are there possibilities for greater alignment between your skills, your interests, and your daily work? And if not, is it time to maybe think about developing different skills or engaging with different knowledges?
When you say that, I think about so many people who might find themselves in jobs that they're in because it was the first job they got and they didn't ever really question. Because I know people like that. I know people who have worked at the same place for a long time. They're not particularly happy. They don't particularly like their job, but it's just sort of what you did. Are you finding the focus now more on, you know, fulfilling yourself and things that are interesting to you and being able to combine that with the work that you do?
Absolutely. I think that's such a drive for so many people. And, you know, we've heard such great stories from students in the program that are thinking about, you know, what are their next steps? What does that contribution look like? What is a fulfilling role for them? And one of the things that we really focus on in the program is this idea of social justice and social change. And so we explore understandings of leadership, community engagement, policy, community-based research for the purpose of social justice, for the purpose of social change. And so we consider things around power and identity and difference and how they operate to both, you know, think differently about taken-for-granted assumptions of leadership and community engagement, and also explore opportunities to really disrupt some of those structural injustices. So it's much more engaged, it's much more meaningful, and we're finding that students are really appreciating that approach to the program.
You know, there are some really interesting aspects to this program. They appear to be that way to me, and you can maybe explain. If I understand correctly, it's a part-time degree, and it's only offered every other year. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So it's a part-time degree, and you're correct. It's offered every other year. It's a five-term degree, and it's a combination of both blended and online courses. And so what that means is, you know, we start the program off with a couple of courses that are a combination of online and face-to-face. And, of course, this year with COVID, those courses will be entirely online. And then we move into the fall term, and students then take one course, and they're also in a practicum experiential-based program. And that's a really exciting opportunity for them to really bridge theory, research, and practice. And so it's exposure to maybe a sector that they wanted to learn more about or a sector that they might want to move into. And it's really this ability to bridge theory, research, and practice. then they have another practicum experience in the fall term with another course, and then we end the term with two more courses, the final course of which is a capstone project, and it's a way to really demonstrate learning over the entire five-term period. And there's a lot of choice there, right? So some of our recent students have taken on, you know, these massive research projects, and others are taking on portfolios to sort of engage in reflection over the course of the five terms. Others are doing work in community and sort of documenting that. So it's a really open and flexible way for students to think through what they have learned and what they want to continue learning in their places and in their places of work.
What kind of candidates are most successful, and what are the important requirements for this program?
You know, the program itself is designed for individuals who are working in a wide range of contexts. So this could be educational settings, community organizations, NGOs, other public sector areas. And so we draw students from a variety of areas such as, you know, healthcare, child and youth services, the justice system, politics, Parks and Rec, you know, lots of different ways lots of different sectors that are sort of drawn to this type of learning. So the program itself is ideal for professionals interested in career advancement that require flexibility in their learning experience. It's ideal for someone who has experience in community settings and is, again, really looking, as I was saying earlier, to make those links, those connections between theory, research, and practice. And it's also important that our candidates enjoy the community feeling of a cohort. And with a cohort comes, you know, really strong relationships and the ability to take risks in your learning because you know everyone and you're more likely to, you know, ask that question that you may not have asked in a different setting. And finally, I would say, and possibly most importantly, is that the ideal candidate has a really strong commitment to social justice and social change and is open to learning and unlearning from each other, from us as faculty, and from the larger community.
Well, if somebody is interested in this program and would like to find out more about it, can you give people an idea what kinds of jobs would be available for graduates of this program?
Right. So, you know, while we don't necessarily promise that there the degree will lead to a specific job, what we do is we create opportunities for students to explore different careers, or maybe potential avenues within their careers. And so it's about the development of transferable skills, skills such as community-based research, community advocacy, writing skills, community engagement skills, policy analysis skills, leadership development skills. And so within a variety of sectors, those skills are necessary and important. And so what's especially exciting about this particular program is that because it's cohort-based, it draws on the collective strength of the students and the faculty. So it provides diverse opportunities for students to draw on a number of experiences and to develop really strong professional networks that help career changes and advancement along the way.
Okay, how can our listeners find out more if they are interested in this Masters of Leadership and Community Engagement program?
The easiest way, Barb, is for them to visit the Faculty of Education website at York University, and that is www.yorku.ca/edu for education. So /edu, and then you just click on Students and Academic Programs, and there's a lot of information listed there. And we're also happy to chat with folks. So if there are interested applicants that have questions, please feel free to reach out to the faculty, and they will put us they will put you in touch with one of us, and we'd be happy to answer your questions. And the next sort of round, we're taking applications until March 15th. So for those that are interested, please reach out early if you have any questions, and we start classes in May 2021.
Wow, fantastic. Thanks for taking the time to talk about this. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Barb. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, that is Vidya Shah, professor at York University. You are listening to The Nightside.